Jim Diamond from the ringsidereport.com joins us in Nashville. Jim, what are your thoughts? I haven't covered the Preds for a long time. This seems to kind of, you know, are we seeing a different philosophy now with Laviolette and Trotz as maybe the type of offensive guys they're going to bring in?
There's no question about it. And I think it starts at the top with David Poile, the general manager. The team hasn't made the playoffs in 2 years, and they haven't scored a lot of goals in doing it. And so when he removed Barry Trotz, he said he was going to, you know, go for a more offensive coach. And obviously that's what he did with Peter Laviolette. And I think, which is some of the guys that they've signed here in the last couple of weeks, that they've definitely moving in that direction, or at least hoping to, with what's been available to them.
What do you think of these signings?
I think they're great. I think they're low risk. They're 1 year deals, $1 million each. Ribeiro's, you know, definitely motivated. He did not have a good situation in Phoenix. Was kind of embarrassed, probably a lot, by the comments that were made in Phoenix when they bought him out, and he has a lot to prove. He's getting up there in age, and he's, you know, wants to prove that he's still a player and wants to put up some good numbers. And Roy's a curious one. Like you mentioned, he's put up some numbers, but has battled some injuries the last couple of years, and he spoke today on a conference call, and he's motivated. He wants to show he's still got a lot left. So and for the Predators, you know, they're 1 year deals. They're not a lot of money, so they're kind of in a low risk, high reward type situation.
Mike Ribeiro said today that you know, his broken marriage played a big factor in what happened in Phoenix. You know, at least that was one thing. I didn't listen to the entire press conference. Did he go into anything more and into what happened in, I guess, Phoenix then, now Arizona, as far as you know, him getting bought out?
Not too much. He said that you know, he and his wife did have some difficulties and they did split up, so he wasn't. You know, he was away from his kids, and that was a big adjustment for him. They have reconciled, and they are together. They said it's not a bed of roses or anything right now, but they're still working things through. They came to Nashville as a family on their own dime to kind of scout things out and, you know, scout the city out and, you know, talk with David Poile, and met with him, and Mike's wife met with David Poile. So they did their homework. This thing seemed to be going in the right direction for them. But yeah, it seemed to be family related. You know, not being in Phoenix last year, it's hard to say if that was everything. But, you know, you can really empathize with somebody who's going through some family problems. You know, it could basically wreck your whole world. So you have to give them the benefit of the doubt there.
Jim Diamond joined us. Jim, you look at the Predators, and it was interesting. They said today that Wilson potentially could move to the wing. What do you think of that decision? Like, this is a guy they've kind of been waiting for offensively. Do you think he's better suited as a winger than a centerman?
Yeah, it seems like every year they say he's going to play center next year, and for whatever reason, it just doesn't happen. He didn't have, you know, a great year last year. The year before, you know, during the lockout season, he was fantastic until he hurt both shoulders, playing a little bit of center, a little bit on the wing. But now they have so many centers in line. I think they like, you know, what he can provide coming off the wall. He's big body, good speed, good strength. So, you know, I just don't think it's working out for him, you know, or at least I don't think it's working out for him at center here in Nashville. So if he's going to play, it's going to be at wing.
Is decision making what's allowing him not to be successful in your mind as a centerman?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I think you talk to some people, they think it's kind of between his ears, and that could be a lot of decision making. You know, he's a good hockey player. He you know, can play the center. There's no question physically, but you know, whether it's, you know, the number of decisions you have to make or the types of passes that have to be made, it just hasn't worked out for him long term, and just, you know, you just don't think they have the confidence in him when they go out and sign, you know, three centers in the last 2 weeks here.
Do you think Wilson would be trade bait right now?
I think there's a possibility of it. I think they'd be kind of selling pretty low on him just because he hasn't put up the numbers that maybe, you know, would have been expected of him with the high draft pick they spent on him. But, you know, he may be exactly the type of character that, you know, a change of scenery would do him good. So I wouldn't be shocked to see a trade of Colin Wilson, but it would just be curious to see, you know, what comes back here in the form of a return on him, because he just hasn't excelled like maybe some people thought they would with a pretty high first round pick on him.
I'm looking at Nashville. They got Shea Weber and Roman Yossi and Ekholm and Volchenkov and Seth Jones. Ryan Ellis, I'm guessing at some point will get a contract. Do you see them wanting to add another veteran defenseman?
I don't think so. I think Volchenkov fills that role nicely. They were pretty happy with those guys plus Victor Bartley as their six last year. They made Michael Delzato expendable as he was a healthy scratch most of his time here. Unfortunately for the Predators. But I think they're pretty happy with their leadership. Like you mentioned, there are a lot of younger guys on the defensive side, but they do have quite a lot of veteran leadership up front. So I don't think they're looking to add too much defensively. They're very happy with the young guys they have there. So they're probably set with those seven.
Looking at the Predators, Pekka Rinne, Carter Hutton, he's their backup. Is he the obvious backup? Do they have anyone in the organization they think might push him, or do they like him as the backup?
No, they like him. He kind of came in and got a little bit of deer in the headlights last season when Pekka went down late in October and was kind of thrown into it. But he finally found his groove later in the season and was really good. Got 20 wins, which is pretty good for a backup goaltender on a pretty subpar team. They have a couple of young guys that came up, during the Rinne injury. Merrick Mazanets was one of them, but they think he's probably still a year or two away. I think Carter Hutton will be the guy for the next 2 years as Rinne's backup.
So let's say Colin Wilson, for fun and argument's sake, they're potentially interested in a trade to move him. Do they need a right winger? Do they need a left winger? Because you mentioned they're fairly happy with their defense. Would they need a winger, ideally?
I think that would be it. Either that or a younger center. I mean, we talked about the number of centers they have. You know, we have Mike Fisher, who is down with the Achilles injury, and Matt Cullen, who's older, and the guys that they've signed recently, Olli Jokinen and the two guys today. So I think if they get a younger center, that would probably be ideal to them. But probably a right winger, I would say, would be their next priority.
Jim, I appreciate the rundown. I guess the one time this has been the quietest it's ever been on the Shea Weber trade rumors. Safe to say the Preds are planning to stick with him for quite some time.
Yeah, just for sport, about just about every press conference we asked David Poile if he's going to trade Shea Weber, and he just says no. So, I don't know if it was asked today, but it's a pretty routine thing.
Yeah, I bet. Jim, thanks for your time.
All right, anytime. Thank you.